The president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Roland Afelmoni, has expressed the need for journalists to endeavor to build their capacity to enable them to play their roles effectively as watchdogs of society. He was speaking at the second CASA Natural Resources and Environmental Media Dialogue and Awards in Accra. Media houses including GTV were honored for their meritorious reportage on environmental issues. Justice Mengel was at the ceremony.
Other recipients of the awards were GNA, Peace FM, Radio Peace, Radio Ada, City FM and TV3. Individuals honored included Felicia Ba, a freelance journalist based in Techiman. Dr. Moni, who was the special guest of honor, charged journalists to always upgrade themselves to enable them to meet the challenges of the times.
As a media system, we subscribe to the notion that perfection is an impossible goal in any human system. So we have a fair share of imperfections as a media, but we plead that those who criticize us should be a bit humane in their criticism. We welcome constructive criticisms to perfect our imperfection, and we think by so doing we shape up and meet the expectations of media consumers. But the greatest need of the media, I've said it and it bears repeating, that is not any item, you can call it 14 or 15 or 17, but capacity building. We need to seize every opportunity to capacitate ourselves so that we be in a better position to educate, entertain, and hold people in positions of power and authority to account for their stewardship.
An environmental media consultant, Amakudom Ajiman, deplored the harm illegal small-scale mining is causing the environment and called on government to gather the political will to ban it outright.
Mining, however we look at it, especially surface mining, is not helping us in any way. And Galamse, basically, is surface mining. So wherever they hear that there are mineral resources, off they go and then they destroy. And even though the laws of Ghana says that mining companies should reclaim the land, let me say, they obviously, they don't have that kind of commitment. And even if they did, they don't have the resources to do this kind of thing. And now a cross-section of us or government, I wonder why we want to sort of legitimize Galamsey in the name of, oh, let's carve something out for them as small-scale miners. They are creating problems. That is the way I see it. Whether you legitimize it or not, Galamsey is a problem. If we have to do away with it, we have to do away with it, period. But if we want to say that we are creating employment for people, so we should carve out a place for them, we are in big trouble.
That was Amakudom Ajiman. She's an environmental media consultant, and she ended that report by Justice Mingle.